Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm reporting today from the Venice Lido for the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by the Estonian representative of the Giornata degli Autori jury, Henri Sarecano. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
How do you feel being part of a jury of 28 nationalities here in Venice?
I feel very good. I'm very happy to be here, and I really love the people. They're a very, very good bunch of people. Honestly, one of the best people I've met, and I've met a lot of special people here, and I'm very happy that it happened.
That's such a nice recap of the experience. And how did you hear about the program?
My friend told me about it, because there was a post on Instagram, but I don't have Instagram, so my friend saw the post and then he sent me the link, and that's how it happened.
Amazing. So which cinema are you representing here?
I'm representing Cinema Sõprus. It's a very cool historic cinema. It's the oldest cinema in Estonia that still functions, and I love the historic elements in it and the historic vibe to it.
So how have you found being part of such a multicultural environment here, and what did you think of the jury meetings? Do you feel like you all come to a common agreement most of the time, or
I really like being among different cultures. It's been very interesting to talk to people about our cultures, our societies, and yeah, I really, really like it. During the jury meetings, there have been quite a few disagreements, but at the end, everything has worked out. But definitely, there has been a few disagreements as well that haven't been worked out. But everyone is still friends, and everyone still gets along, so all is good.
Well, it's hard to agree with all 28 people, I imagine. But best of luck to you all with the last deliberation, where you will be choosing the winner in a day or two?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow, okay. Well, best of luck. And what have been your impressions from the Venice Film Festival, more broadly speaking?
I've seen a few films from the official competition that I've loved every film that I've seen here. My favorite film I've seen from the official competition and in general was Giants Don't Cry. It was an American film. Yeah, it was an American independent film, and I really, really, really liked it.
What did you like about it?
I really like the independent cinema of America, so I just really, really liked the style of cinematography, and I like that the cast is not known at all, and basically the cast is just a bunch of random people, I guess, because there's no famous actors in these films, and I just love the whole vibe to the genre, I really do.
That's fantastic. And tell us a bit about the Lux Prize films that you watched here. I know that the three shortlisted candidates for this year's award given out by the European Parliament have been screened at Venice, and you've all watched them. What did you think?
I really like them all. I've seen the previous Lux films in the previous years, and I was very, very impressed by the films that we saw here. Yes, I really, really liked them all. There was one documentary that I really, really enjoyed. I think it was one of the best documentaries I've seen in my life. And the other films were amazing as well.
So the documentary was Cold Case Hammarskjöld, if I pronounced that remotely correctly.
I don't know how to pronounce it as well.
Well, it was very much a similar experience for the 28 last year, I think. Mila Turajlić's The Other Side of Everything was also one of the best documentaries a lot of people had seen. So it's very pleasant to see that the Lux team are making space for documentaries. So you're also participating in the Active Cinema Goers workshop here?
Yes, I did.
And that's organized by the Europa Cinemas team, which is a partner of the 28 Times initiative. What did you think of the content?
It was very interesting. We talked about young audience development, how to get into contact with your audience, how to basically just spoke about how cinema as an institution works, and it was very interesting for me to hear a lot of new stuff. And we also talked about Netflix and basically the situation between Netflix and other cinemas and the world of cinemas in general, and it was all very interesting and I learned a lot.
It's wonderful to hear. And would you encourage other cinema lovers from Estonia to apply next year?
Definitely. I'm definitely going to do that. It's been a very, very pleasant experience.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Henry. It's been a pleasure hearing your thoughts on the Venice experience.
Yes, thank you very much.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.